This is WXLY, North Charleston, the Low Country's at work radio station.
There is still much work to be done here.
Now, from the Heritage Trust Federal Credit Union Studios, more of the songs you love from the artists you know on Y1025.
Lots of things happening in the Lowcountry this weekend, including the Home and Remodeling Show at Johnson Haygood Stadium. An opportunity to win your tickets to that, including the big happy hour from 5 to 8 this evening. That's on the way in about 25 minutes here in the Morning Wake Up. That is Katy Perry's Teenage Dream as we deliver the Lowcountry's best variety on the Morning Wake Up on Y1025. 7:05 along with Brian Cleary. Going to be a sunny, hot day today. We're on our way to 92. You're going to be out doing some things. Maybe doing some shopping. Lots of folks do more window browsing shopping downtown and in the Central Market downtown as well. And there's another Central Market where they're thinking about charging you to window shop. This is in Valencia's famed Central Market over in Spain, where vendors are teaming up and they want to charge tourists just for browsing because, according to the owners, they're holding up regular customers. Tourists who come in there are getting in the way of the regular folks who are in to actually spend some money. It's one of Europe's oldest marketplaces, has almost 400 stalls, and it is certainly a tourist attraction because the building also features a dome constructed early in the 1900s. Understand, it's just beautiful seeing the photos, and that itself is a tourist destination. So shop owners are making their complaints. Tourists are clogging the passageways as they stop to take photos of all the beauty. So what they want to do is charge folks an entry fee. You want to come in, you got to pay to get in. And in fact, there's a little precedent for this, at least at this Central Market, because they recently initiated a charge for access to public toilets in the market. So maybe instead of Valencia, Spain, we'll just stick with the market downtown. Just saying. Art now from the Gerald's Tire Michelin Defender Center.
Good morning. Grove Avenue at Azalea Drive.
Little higher.
Fast tracks.
11 on the Y Morning Wake Up from our Morelli Heating and Air Weather Center. Your Storm Team 2 forecast. Another sunny, hot day today, but there's possibly some rain. Scattered showers this afternoon and this evening. We're trying to keep that away from Family Circle Stadium on Daniel Island. The two-night Hootie Homegrown shows sold out, kicking off tonight. We'll get down to 75 overnight, and then for the weekend, here's a big surprise. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Not going to be raining all the time, but it will be raining on and off. High temperatures both tomorrow and Sunday for Second Sunday on King Street in downtown Charleston should be right around 90. As you start your morning in Goose Creek, it's 73. 77 at the At Work Station with Faith. George Michael on Y1025.
Well, I guess it would be Faith.
Y1025, an iHeart radio station.
The Lowcountry's best variety and what hopefully will be, the best day of my life. Well, your life. American Authors on the Morning Wake Up on the Lowcountry's At Work radio station, Y1025. This is Brian Cleary. It's Friday. You're ready for the weekend, right? A lot going on in the Lowcountry this weekend, no doubt about it, including the Home Design Remodeling Show at Johnson Haygood Stadium. We'll set you up with some tickets for that show in about 15 minutes from right now. The name Jeremy Meeks, does it ring a bell for you? Let me take you back a couple of months ago when his mugshot hit Facebook. There you go. All the likes are out about it. Well, there's a company called That's My Face, and they have decided that they would make a Jeremy Meeks action doll, because this company, they have some really patent-pending technologies that go around facial reconstruction and facial analysis, and they think they do a great job of making these kind of dolls. So they announced that they would make the Jeremy Meeks Hot Convict doll. It'd be a 12-inch replica of the Hot Convict that they would sell for $109. Yesterday, Jeremy Meeks found out about it and was not happy at all. And in fact said no, he didn't want that to happen, and he has threatened legal action against That's My Face. So the company, I guess in a way, saved some face and decided they've now announced that they will not be making the Jeremy Meeks doll. However, if you would like a convict, someone on the lam from the law perhaps, as a doll in your household, they have some other figures, including a miniature Edward Snowden that you can buy on their website at thatsmyface.com. Edward Snowden, $10 cheaper than the Hot Convict. He'll only run you $99.